Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. The show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as 1798part2.org. And let me take a quick break and explain this to you. If you understand the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions of 1798 and how Madison and Jefferson failed in coalescing the states in forcing the federal government into compliance, 1798part2.org is the second rendition of literally getting the states to unite and enforcing compliance to the Constitution. There is the backstory to that. The show is also sponsored by republicreview.org, and you, my listeners, should by now understand, at least have an inkling of what Republic Review is. You are listening to the only show on air that has the constitutional solution to fixing our constitutional crisis. And we've been living in this crisis, and it has only been getting worse and worse and worse. Every year we keep heading down the track because we are no longer in compliance to the Constitution. That being said, if you cannot listen to the entire show today, you can listen to it tomorrow, because on Thursday, Reclaiming the Republic will be aired right here on KSBN at 5 p.m. It will also be aired on Saturday at 1 p.m., and it will also be aired on Sunday at 9 p.m. As a matter of fact, I would highly recommend, because, you know, the summer months, definitely longer days and so forth, why don't you look at having a party this Sunday at 9 p.m.? Have all your friends over and just turn on Reclaiming the Republic so that you can help inform and elucidate your friends and neighbors, and they will go, wow, that was such a good job in helping us understand things that we need to understand as participants of a self-government government. Because if we're not involved in the self-government, then those who we elect will rule us. And I'm telling you, we do not want tyranny at every level of government. That is why we have to start getting active. And the first level of government we have to get active at is at the state level. More specifically, because it is federal tyranny that is crushing us, it is the state legislators we need to make sure that we are attuned to in ensuring that we're communicating very clearly, succinctly, so that we're all on the same sheet, so that they understand how we want them to represent us. And it should all be in concert with the concept of getting the federal government to comply to the Constitution. There's only one way to do that. And again, you listeners, I know you know, it is auditing, or what we call Republic Review. So now you know the different broadcasting times. As you also know, this is an educational show, and many parts of these shows refer to previous shows, and these shows build off of each other. Consequently, to stay abreast with the content of this show and what you need to understand, you need to listen to all of these shows to garner what Republic Review is and how we can reclaim the Republic. If you need a daily dose of Reclaiming the Republic, you can download my podcast from Red State Talk Radio. I have a daily show there from 3 to 4 p.m. And so you can download those podcasts and listen to, because I get it, you're not commuting, you're not driving home from 3 to 4, you're probably at work, you're probably wrapping things up, probably busy. Download those podcasts and you can get highly informed, because I have the time to do it, I actually go through the documents in far more detail, and I'll get into what I've been doing this past week and last week, And so don't forget, you can download these podcasts. So you, if you want to, instead of waiting till 9 o'clock on Sunday for your party, you know, the highlight of your party to play this show, what you can do is you can actually download the podcast and play it at your convenience, let's say at 7 p.m. when you're ready to kick off the main attraction of the party. Anyway, sometimes, as my wife says, I'm the only one that really thinks I'm funny. But anywho, let me move on. The local announcements for Rob Chase's Republican Coffee Club that meets every Friday at 7 a.m. Rob is going to have Larry Larson from the Washington State Department of Transportation. I would love to see a high turnout at this meeting, and I would like you to ask Larry, why is it that we have to spend so much more tax dollars in putting in roundabouts instead of literally just putting in a light? I cannot believe if I was driving on the Highway 2 out to Newport or what have you, and I had to traverse that Costco roundabout, I would be highly upset because it affects me every time I drive that road. However, if there was a light there and it was synchronized with the flow of traffic, you would be able to flow far more efficiently and effectively in and out of the city. Why is it that the Department of Transportation is consistently implementing ideas that are affecting your productivity and literally hitting your bottom line cost? Because every time you have to slow down and every time you have to accelerate again to regain speed, you are spending your money in consuming more gasoline. And so why is it that we want them to continually impact us and make us pay both in time, money, and resources? I think that they have some explaining to do, because bottom line, if you go to the National Department of Transportation policies, which is an unconstitutional organization, I might point out, that they are out to change your behavior. You shouldn't be living in Newport. You shouldn't be living in Colbert. You need to move into the greatly and beautifully planned government apartments in downtown Spokane, because that's what they're planning. And if you don't believe me, just start doing your research on the Agenda 21, because that is the agenda. There are, go to Planner, I think it's planners.org. If I'm wrong, then ping me with info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and I will send you the clarification that you need. But anyway, please go Friday and ask Larry if he can explain why they consistently want to impose upon us and tax us on time and our expenditures, budget, and so forth. There will be no meeting June 22nd for Rob's club, and so I need to hurry up so I can get through this. But as again, this meeting is every Friday, 7 a.m. at the Something Else Deli at 152 South Sherman. And tonight, if you're heading anywhere but Spokane Valley, then I'm going to tell you you're heading in the wrong direction, because tonight is Northwest Grassroots movie night, and they are going to be airing Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. And so, I mean, if you don't have that video, then that is a great opportunity to go watch it to decide whether you want to buy it or not. But I believe you will be highly impressed with the content, as always, from the Northwest Grassroots Movie Night. I will tell you that on Red State Talk Radio this last week, I covered the deeper analysis of Madison's veto of the bonus bill, and I also got into Madison's essay on property, and I am getting into currently the Kentucky resolutions, and I am literally providing a lot more editorializing, because I believe it's important that you understand precisely what Jefferson was doing. And it sounds like somebody brought their dog to work today. I apologize. I have no idea what's going on in the offices next door. Anyway, let me move on. The Avista information, you're getting the public service announcements on this radio station. Please go to avistacustomergroup.org or avistacustomergroup.com to get information, and so you can help donate to support this cause in fighting Avista, our public utility, from becoming a corporate profit-making industry to help subsidize the failure of Canada's socialism. Bottom line, they have no business running our public utilities. The intent was that they were to be here to serve us and be nonprofit. And I can't believe we're in this position where we're selling our public utilities to a foreign entity. I've railed on this before. You need to get involved. And this goes in line with my next comment for you. This is of every year is an important election, and it seems like as we've drifted further and further down this pike of bad decisions and bad governance, again, going back to that self-governing thing, you need to get involved. You need to truly get active and get involved in supporting constitutional representatives, people who are going to take their oath of office very seriously, so that they're not out trying to serve the interest of the globalists and the people that want to subjugate you and us. There is no greater responsibility in a self-governing body of people and citizens than you and getting involved, getting informed, and voting. So we're going to be prodding you, and I think it's very important that we continue to prod you when the ballots drop, as well as when these important things are happening. We will be having some candidates interviewed on this show, so please stay tuned. I actually have Douglas V. Gibbs. He's been on the show before, but he will be back in the next segment and the following segment, and I will close in the fourth segment with you with some more content. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so we're back, and actually, I have Douglas V. Gibbs, extraordinaire. He is he has three radio shows in Southern California. And am I nailing that, or am I way out to lunch there?
Conservative Voice Radio on KMET 1490 AM, Constitution Radio on KMET, and Constitution Study Radio on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. So I got it. Three. And so I know you're not a foreigner to Red State Talk Radio, but
I remember when it was first coming around. I remember when it was being birthed.
Yes. Well, so let's let the listeners know the plethora of books and articles that you've written. I know you have Political Pistachio, and you've got a lot of websites and links out there.
But well, politicalpistachio.com is the blog.
Right, okay. And so your first book was The 25 Myths of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. You reminded me of that. And go ahead, what are the other ones you've got?
25 Myths, and we have The Basic Constitution, which is my handouts for my classes in a book form, Silenced Screams, Abortion in a Virtuous Society, Concepts of the United States Constitution. Now, that goes deeper into concepts that weren't covered as deeply in the first two Constitution books. And then the two most recent books, last November, Five Solutions to Save America came out, and then last April 11th, Seven Worst Constitutional Liars.
And so I love that one, but just due to the fact that it appeals to, you know, the curious-minded person of how is it that we got so far off, and I believe those seven are probably the most notorious for literally derailing the Constitution.
Well, and it really tells the story. And you know, it's funny because I didn't intend to tell this story in this way, but it worked out that way. Is it tells the story how we've gone from a constitutional republic to a liberal democracy. So if ever you have someone say, well, gosh, how did we get where we're at? Bam, that book will tell you.
Right. Well, so I believe you wrote that the one book that came out last November, that one actually had the five solutions or the five, what was that again?
It's called Five Solutions to Save America.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
And, you know, I actually, Republic Review is actually your concept that you coined a while back. The name of constitutional thing is actually in the book. So I don't spend a lot of time on it, but I do go over it a little bit.
That's great. But let me give a backstory to the listeners, because you were the one sitting at the table when I came up with that, because at this point in time, I had the epiphany that I really wasn't applying an Article 5 process. And you kind of really explained a lot of that to me. Because for the most part, as I've explained to people, while I was in the intelligence community, I was so sterile, I wasn't involved actively in working and so forth. And so, but I basically, in the first book, I laid out the audit process and so forth, but I just didn't even call it the audit. So in my second book, I was trying to figure out, you know, well, I got to call it something. And you were sitting there, and it just came to me to do a play on John Marshall's assumption of judicial review. And I just said Republic Review, because that's really what it is it's the entire right. Republic pulling in all of the states to literally look at all of the roles, responsibilities, and powers that the states, or I should say the federal government, is executing. And so there we go. This is the guy that was sitting there when the epiphany, that lightning bolt hit me, and actually his response was, I get it. Yeah, that's a good name.
So that's anyway. An awesome idea. Well, and the thing is, too, is what I liked about it from the beginning and still do, is really it takes we the people and the states, puts them together to really do their job, which is to be the final arbiters of the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
And you know, I mean, who could want, you know, I mean, that's it right there. But I mentioned the concept in one of my books, the one that came out last November, Five Solutions to Save America. And in the chapter on convention, it's at Article 5 convention, I actually wrote it in such a way to explain that while I support an Article 5 convention, or at least the concept of it, I'm not necessarily sure I am fully happy with the way certain organizations that exist right now are going about how they're trying to apply it. And I explained that, and I really actually wrote that chapter with my friends from the John Birch Society in mind, so they understood why I support Article 5, but I don't believe it could necessarily be a runaway convention per se. Now, that said, after I explain that, in the final paragraph of that chapter, I explain that there's a third kind of convention, and that could lead to an Article 5 or could assist in convincing the states to use the tool of nullification, a grassroots effort that audits the federal government, exposing the unconstitutional aspects of the federal government, and making these constitutional shortcomings of the federal government aware to the state governments. And then how, and then I kind of do a real brief explanation of what you have put together in your books, because I really didn't want to steal your thunder. But I do write, and I quote, the concept coined as being Republic Review by G.R. Mobley, author of the We the People series of books, uses the sovereignty of we the people and the sovereignty of the state together in a combined effort in order to gain control of the federal government. So that kind of, I think, sums it up also.
Yeah. So,
and it's funny because I was not only in the room when you discovered it, but my organization, Constitution Association, was the first organization to say, hey, this is awesome. We want to back it the best we can.
Right. And actually, another and a long train of thank yous, because as I owe you, or as a matter of fact, as the listeners owe you, the reason this poor sense of humor is behind this microphone is because of you. And so,
there's two other people behind mics that blame me for that too. So, I just gotta quit taking people to the studio, I guess.
Anyway, what I wanted to do was thank you. I received your endorsement letter from the Constitution Association, and I knew that that was just going to be a no-brainer because, as you said, from the very beginning, you were pretty quick to, bring me in as a as family. And as a matter of fact, I remember when we first met, and I remember in my first presentations and how how that long, and I don't want to call it a rocky road, but it was an interesting road because it was an important learning process for me so that I could understand what was really going on in the grassroots. I'd heard of the Tea Party and I'd heard of all of these things, but again, being sterile, politically sterile, you really don't have a full understanding until you get into that firsthand type of perspective. But what I am doing now, and I know that we were going to do a rodeo, and I don't know if that's going to happen unless we get funding. I've set up a crowdfunding campaign, and I'm only looking for, I think it's something like $8 million to...
Oh, is that all?
But what I figured out...
Chump change.
You remember, actually, you were there, I think, when I gave one of my presentations that I said, this is how much it would cost to operate for 2 years in running advertisements on Newsmax, Fox Television, Fox News, as well as The Blaze, and running content and so forth. So it may seem like a lot of money, but it's not,
That's
making...
That's just the reality of it, right?
Right. That's how much it costs.
And you and I share something. One of the reasons why we hit it off so well right off the bat is because we share a passion for the Constitution, restoring the Constitution, reclaiming the Republic. And so, folks, when we talk about the funding that's involved in these efforts, it's not for us. It's for getting the cause off the ground and doing what it needs to do. And it's just incredible because the establishment, and I don't want to necessarily name a party because they're both kind of guilty in this, have created this environment where you're penalized for trying to do the right thing. You're penalized because they don't want to lose their power. That's the reason why there's regulations against small business and all that too, where it's so hard to start a business.
Yep.
Because if you become successful, you're a threat to their position as an elite. And same thing here. There's a lot of obstacles that are in place. And the reality is because of those obstacles and because of the roadblocks that get thrown up by the opposition, it can get expensive.
Right. Well, so I've got this crowdfunding to basically try to pull in that money, but I'm also going to use that for crowdfunding as well to do these rodeos that we were going to do. Mm-hmm. And so the intent, what I am doing now is I'm actually reaching out and contacting state legislators. I did this in Idaho, so I'll give you the backstory on this because we really haven't talked since this happened. I reached out to a lot of different candidates that were in contested races, and one of those candidates was contesting a 30-year Republican Rhino, and the gentleman's name is Chad Christensen, and he actually signed my pledge. He signed it 2 weeks before the primary, and I said, you know, okay, I asked my listeners here on Red State Talk Radio to throw him some love and to give him some small contributions or what have you. And so after the primary, I called him up and I go, hey, did you get some money? And he goes, yeah, I got a couple $1,000s. And he goes, I wish I would have got that money sooner. And I go, oh, okay, well, let me finish this thought. So I said, had you signed that petition sooner, we would have been able to get you that money sooner. And so, but I didn't want to do a quid pro quo. But the other thing is, I've got some sponsors and so forth, so I'm at a hard break. So please stay tuned, folks. And Doug, if you'd hold on, I would like to talk to you some more after we get back from the break. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Okay, so we're back, and I have Doug V. Gibbs, Douglas V. Gibbs with me. And actually, Doug, I was just telling you the backstory on Chad Christensen. And so he received this last wave of money, these small contributions that came into his campaign the last 2 weeks. And I said, so hey, spend that money on ads. Get a blitz out there in the radio market so that people know that you're running. I gave him some audio endorsements and so forth, and he put it all out there, and he actually won, and he beat this guy by just 2% of the vote. Less than 200 votes made the difference for him. It was like 170 something, and I'm going, wow. So
talking about.
Yeah, so yeah, this was in the Idaho state primary, which okay. which was early May, and so
us crazy people out here in California with the top two primaries get confusing for us. We have to think about what state, you know, other states don't do the craziness that we do here.
Right. So there's another state that's got a primary at the end of July, early August, which is Tennessee. And there's another state in Kansas, or another state in Kansas. There's Kansas that has, I think, the primary at the same time. And I want to say it's something like five. This is the first Tuesday in August. And Wyoming is the 21st. And so I've been reaching out, trying to get some candidates that are willing to commit to the Constitution so that they'll sign these pledges. And I'll even let you know that I'm having governors of Wyoming, introducing them to this because, you know, my heart is in Wyoming. because it is the darkest of red states, I truly believe that if I can get real leadership there, this can really take off. And actually, as I tell my listening audience, that all we need is one David to stand up against Goliath. And the courage that will go through the rest of the Davids to get them to stand up will be right. like lightning. I truly believe that they'll be quick to stand up with them.
Now, it's amazing how well peer pressure and also success breed success. So,
yes.
You know, yeah. Between the two of the things, you should get a steamroller rolling. Hopefully.
Well,
I was in Wyoming for New Year's Eve. It was a toasty 4 degrees.
So, good. And that's a good contrast to the balmy 70s that you probably would have experienced.
Yeah. Here yesterday, it was 112.
If I remember correctly, you were just getting out to get away from all those Christmas fires, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, my wife and I, we're running out of places in California to go for day trips, so we're starting to leave the state.
There you go. Anyway, so what I'm trying to do is, as soon as I get some of these candidates in Tennessee, hopefully in Kansas, and hopefully in Wyoming to sign, I'd like to get even a broader, you know, broadcast out to say, hey, send these guys $3, $4, $5, even $10. Just send them a small amount. Let's Bernie Sanders this Republic Review to get these guys in, because the nice thing is I've got a guaranteed conversation that's going to occur in Idaho. If I can get a guaranteed conversation to actually occur in other states, then I've got this other thing that's happening. I now have really red states, and they're all going to be looking at each other like, who's going to do it first? In other words, who's going to get the creds? Who's going to get the credit for actually standing up and calling for the audit first?
All right, so you've mentioned Wyoming and Idaho, and those are a couple of the reddest states.
Right.
What other states have you been talking to? Tennessee, you mentioned.
Tennessee is actually, because a guy reached out to me and says, hey, I want to help you, and I want to do this in Tennessee. And actually, a gentleman in Houston is helping as well. And I thought I had somebody in Oklahoma, but that didn't pan out as well. So their primary is already gone. But bottom line, I've added Tennessee, but the other states would be Utah, the two Dakotas, and what was the other one? Idaho. Yeah, well, that's it.
Kansas, right?
Kansas. Oh, yeah,
Kansas.
I did mention Kansas. And so. The problem that I had with the Dakotas, because their primary was kind of early and I was just well behind on that, the problem I had, though, was there were no contested elections. In other words, most everybody didn't have anybody running against them. And so what I have to do is I have to get into the grassroots there, either reaching into the Tea Party or whoever, and to say, really, is this the best you can do? Or because we have to force these people, these candidates, I should say, these politicians, to actually reach down and look at the alternative instead of living on the status quo. And so at least that's my two words, two take on it. I just look at the problem is if we don't have any kind of contesting and some conflict, an average politician will just go, hey, everything's been working for me the way it is, and I'm already guaranteed my election. Why do I have to sign that piece of paper?
Yeah, we have a few of those races here, but we're in California, so those uncontested candidates are Democrats.
Right, right.
And they're in very deep blue areas. But now we do have something interesting going on in California. The Democrats and some of the Republicans have overplayed their hand, and also Trump's popularity has caught fire. And there's a few races where it looks like we're going to be flipping seats. So it'll be interesting
to watch
here in California.
I've been watching that. And as a matter of fact, it does look like the initial thought that the Democrats would gain seats actually looks like they'll be lucky to maintain seats.
Right. Yeah, there's no blue wave, not even a blue trickle.
and that's okay, but I want to end the status quo. And so what I'm hoping to do is if you can create a news broadcast or what have you, then if there's a way we can kind of send out some love in a broader spectrum so that more people can go, you know what, this sounds like a great idea. We've got somebody that's actually committed. They've signed this petition. Let's show the Republic that the conservative voice can actually have an impact, even though it may not be in my home ground, home state, or what have you. And so, and as a matter of fact,
and you'd be amazed at what can be accomplished that way. Let me real quick throw this out there. California got Mr. Trump elected because there were more phone calls from California to the battleground states than any other state. The Republicans knew they couldn't do anything in this state, but they were running to the phones and participating in phone banks.
Right.
To Michigan, Wisconsin,
right.
Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida.
Right.
Wherever you're at, you know, there's something you can do.
Right.
Is the point.
And absolutely. And as a matter of fact, the big difference between Southern California, or I should say the conservative side of California, compared to the rest of the red territories in the West, is that you probably actually have a greater population of Republicans there than all of those states combined.
Yeah, I think I was reading it somewhere. There's only like, I think, four states or something like that that has a larger Republican population than California. California's Republican population.
Right.
Problem is we've got this, you know, blue Leviathan, and Gruesome Newsom is trying to grab hold of the reins of that.
Right.
Leviathan. We'll see what happens.
Right. Well, if you look at the population of the Dakotas, if you look at the population of...
Oh, South Dakota. Riverside County has more people than the whole state of South Dakota.
Right. It probably has more than both North and South Dakota.
Combined, yeah.
Right. Because Wyoming is, I think, around 500,000. And so
we've got 250,000 just between Temecula and Marietta.
That's right. And that's my point. If you look at how many Republicans, and for somebody, you know, in I'll just call it purgatory, that, you know, really can't have an influence. But and I've been asking my listeners if they could just save one, you know, if they don't have lunch one day out of the week and just save their lunch money. And they threw that towards a couple of different candidates. And we had everybody doing that. That would be a huge wave, because in those primaries, or actually in those races, in those locales, they, you know, just filing is their biggest cost, because they don't spend a lot of money. There's just not a lot of money there in politics like it is in California and these other highly populated states.
Right. And even here, it's hard to raise money if you're not a Democrat. And, you know, and we have these constitutional candidates. One of them in Riverside, her name is Aja Smith, and she's running against Mark Takano.
Right.
And I would love to get rid of Mark Takano.
Let's get her to sign a pledge, and then we can
absolutely.
Just have
a, she will. I have no doubt in my mind. Matter of fact, she will be at the Constitutional Association dinner next week.
And she is a state legislator?
She is just a candidate right now, and she's running for Congress. But
Congress.
She's in the top two against Takano, and she did not finish too far behind him.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not convinced that we'll ever get help from Congress, as you know. As soon as somebody goes there, they just become a part of the Borg.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the nice thing about, you know, some of the state legislators here in California,
right.
Like Mike Morrell, Melissa Melendez, is they are the same person now who they were when they went in.
Right, right.
But, well, if
we can get
the concentration, though, I think is getting back to your states, it would be Wyoming and Idaho first, because
right.
you want to get things off the ground first.
Right. And actually, absolutely. It's just a matter of creating the conversations, because as those conversations start occurring on the floor of these state legislators, then they actually start looking, and it actually gives them the paradigm of, what do you mean we're not abiding by the Constitution? Really?
I think a lot of them know we're not. But they just don't realize how egregious it truly is.
Right. Well, there's my favorite song, and so that means we're up at a hard break again. So if you could hang on for one more segment, then we can hopefully wrap up solve some good problems, I think. So we'll be right back after word from our sponsors, folks. Thank you very much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Oops, Mr. Engineer, we've got the Red State Talk Radio back from break. I apologize, folks. However, that's my call-in number when I'm live on Red State Talk Radio from 3 to 4. Anyway, I want to get back into focusing on how critical this election is. There is no reason why, folks, Spokane has become a blue bastion. There really are very few ideologues. The problem has been the domination of the narrative. The Democrats have done an excellent job in obfuscating the truth and controlling the narrative. When we start actually articulating the stark ideological differences between the parties, I believe most blue-collar Democrats, and there's lots of them here, they will abandon the Democratic Party once they are exposed to the facts that the Democrats are the party of slavery to government. That is the path that they're pushing. They basically, when they were forced to abandon slavery, they started getting busy in moving and directing towards big government and creating government as the new slave master. The Democratic Party is not the same party of JFK. Now, let me also get into something I brushed over. Probably you might have missed it, but I think I've been mentioning in the past that I am setting up a crowdfunding campaign on GoFundMe, and it is actually up and out. I'm just waiting for the bank information so that I can inject that in. But I am asking for those who don't necessarily, want to necessarily wait or have to tune into what campaigns to contribute. You can literally just donate your funds or donate money into this crowdfunding campaign. It's Reclaiming the Republic. And when you look at it and you look at the campaign description, everything else, you see my logo, you will know, okay, this is the one. And so you can donate money there, and that money will be applied for either donating to candidates and or getting the advertisers for our Republic Review rodeos, all sorts of things. That, again, that money is not going to a highfalutin lifestyle for yours truly. I'm a servant. I am your servant. I understand. And when people ask me all the time, well, why don't you run for office? Because if I ran for a state legislative office, then my hands are tied to the roles, responsibilities that I have as a state legislator. How can I save the Republic and the Constitution when I am now serving the constituents of legislative district number 3, 4, 5, 7, you name it? And so the best way for me to lead and to have the greatest impact is not to be in office. So therefore, I, you know, have taken a leadership position that is not one of service, of public service. Not that people can't be leaders. To obviously, Jefferson, Madison, these great framers of ours were truly great leaders. But what we need is somebody to be able to actually stitch back and forth between the states to literally start working with them. And it's hard to do that because I know I've actually seen some people calling out state legislators here in this state, because I believe I've seen the progressives and or the anti-Matt Shea group call out Matt Shea for trying to have and building a coalition amongst constitutional conservatives and so forth. I think that's wrong. I think that they should be able to do that, but I do understand that their focus should be on the Constitution. And that's why I have no problem with Matt Shea and others doing that, because they have an obligation in their service. They take an oath of office to support the Constitution, which means it has no boundaries by legislative district or by state. You need to start supporting and working with others in promoting constitutional restoration. So therefore, I do have a Washington State pledge. I'm going to get these pledges up, but I also have this crowdfunding. I want to affirm and testify to you that I have truly been blessed. The only reason I've been able to do this show and so forth, because we're completely subsidizing this effort, and I can't continue to do that because it is stretching me too thin. And so if you are looking, if you are in the need for blessings, you know, I will guarantee you that you will be blessed if you get involved in this good, and I consider it a righteous cause of saving our Constitution and our Republic. So I would just ask to go read the content. If you are not completely sure of what Republic will do or Republic Review will do, then I just ask that you get informed, get involved, and join us. It cannot only be an individual effort. We need businesses to get involved, both at the local level as well as in these greater issues and greater endeavor. You know, when I mentioned to Doug that this is going to cost over $8 million, that is nothing compared to a senator's race. And where does all that money for Cantwell and for Murray, where do they get these $12 million, $15 million purses, treasure troves? It is from globalists who are buying their loyalty. They're not serving us. I know one of them is up for election. I think it's Murray that's up for election. Maybe it's Cantwell. Regardless, they are being bought and paid for by the corporations that want to buy the best support and protection they can get. And there is nothing greater and more powerful than the U.S. government protecting these corporations in this globalist movement. You want to change things? It is going to cost. It doesn't necessarily mean that we can actually beat these people with less money. We can actually, through educating and through programs like this, because we're doing this on, the framers fought the revolution on a shoestring budget, my friends. And look at the money and resources Britain had. We can do this. And if you think about it, compare $8 million of 2 years of operations compared to one Senate race and what we can do with this and changing the paradigm of the red states. I think you'll start understanding that it is literally a fraction of the cost of what the globalists are paying in controlling America. If you don't get that, then please email me. And if I get enough emails from you that say, hey, I don't understand how $8 million is a fraction compared to what the globalists are paying, because they're paying in the magnitude of billions and billions of dollars in buying, owning, and controlling our government. And so we can literally take this back at a fraction, a very small fraction of the cost. Let me be clear. We need businesses to take the initiative to establish something like the Blue Eagle. That way you know that this business is doing something in service of we the people for individual liberty and individual sovereignty. But the Blue Eagle was a symbol during World War II that FDR created, and could do the research on this. Companies that were in compliance were supposed to put that Blue Eagle. And if people went into a store that didn't have that Blue Eagle, they asked people to tattletale on that company. And there are cases where a laundryman, a person that ran a dry cleaners, literally got arrested and thrown in jail because he was charging too little money for the cleaning and pressing of somebody's pants. That is ludicrous, and that is oppressive. That's federal tyranny. But what we want are businesses to have something like a Blue Eagle to say they're not complying to the government dictates. These businesses are basically advertising and in the tank for individual liberty and individual sovereignty, and they're fighting for your property rights, your individual rights. Remember, your property rights are your rights in property, your rights in belief, your rights of conscience, and so forth. Go read Madison's paragraph, or I should say his essay on property in 1792. Anyway, as I say, we literally do need businesses. We need you to get involved. And I'm hoping to have, as you listen to this show going into the election, I'm hoping to have several different candidates on here so that you can understand the differences and the mind model between those who are representing you and those who are going to represent separate interests, whether they're out of state, globalists, where this money's coming from, unions, and so forth. They are representing special interests who are actually trying to create advantages for themselves and disadvantages for you. That has been the core game and run for the Democrats, and that's why our lives have become so miserable. That is why if you own property today and you do not have a well on it out in the middle of Washington, the Hearst decision has made it impossible for you to be able to access your water freely at any degree you want and pumping as much as you want. When I heard the state legislators come back and say, hey, we got a few thousand gallons for you. No way. That is, as I've been railing on this is an ex post facto law. It is unconstitutional. You've owned that property. You had the rights and privileges of being able to do anything to that land. And now all of a sudden they want to pass a law that says you can't. That's an ex post facto law. And it's a violation of the Constitution and a violation of the 14th Amendment, which you are protected as individual privileges and individual immunities. States cannot pass laws that affect your individual privileges and immunities. Okay, so I got that out. It's very important that we start educating you. It's very important that you start centering, that the party and we all start centering on the Constitution. I would love to see the Democratic Party, you know, get rid of its evil ways and start centering on the Constitution and self-government and the distributive form of political energy. However, they have chosen to take the collective and centralizing powers of political energy to create a subjugative state or statism. As you can tell, I'm out of time. I wish you the best. I'll be back next week. Please listen to the rebroadcast. And again, have fun and God bless. Take care.